Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday's Simin Tuf Nun Dalad, and we're at Sif Beis. Second line. The Mechaber writes, Isas HaKlovim. If a dough, here we're talking about matzah, that was made for dogs. In other words, this was dog food. It was specifically made for your dog. It didn't have in mind that a person would be eating this over here. But this is kosher l'Pesach, and it theoretically is matzah that one could, if it had been made, l'shem matzah smitzvah, one could have been yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with this. But it wasn't made that way. It was made for dogs. So bizman sheharoim ochlim mimena, if it was also made with the understanding that the shepherds would have some of this as well. Granted, most of it might have been made for the dogs, but the shepherds are also going to partake of this. So then Yotzim Ba. So then on the first night of Pesach, one could fulfill their mitzvah of matzah with such type of matzah made for dogs, because it was also made for the shepherds. However, Vim Lav, it was truly only made for the dogs. It wasn't expected that any humans would partake of it. So then, ain't Yotzim Bo. One cannot fulfill their mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach with such matzah, because she'ein zu mishumeres l'shei matzah. Because while it may be halachically kosher, it may not have chametz inside of it, because you're not allowed to own chametz even if you're going to feed it to your dog. So it certainly is kosher l'Pesach, but it's not kosher l'matzah's mitzvah, because you didn't have intention to watch it l'shei matzah's mitzvah. And as we pointed out previously, you either have to have that intention from the ace of Kitzira, ideally, certainly at least from the time of Tchina, the grinding it, and certainly from the time of making it, from Lisha, that has to be, and this wasn't lush, this wasn't needed for the purposes of Matzah's Mitzvah. That's the basic understanding over here of the Mechaber. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Vav, and he says, Rotzolomai, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Im darko shel bal habayis zeh, if the owner over here, when he's making this matzah for his dogs, his intention was, l'hachol nineno, gam l'roav ha-yisraelim, that he's also making this not only for his dogs, but he's understanding that his Jewish shepherds will also eat from this matzah over here. Then in Cain, when he's making this matzah, when he's kneading it, kishalosha of offer, when he was kneading it and baking it, hariyu mechavein shiye gam Cain lachilas adam. It was also intended for the purposes of a person eating it, and therefore it could fulfill the mitzvah if it was in this situation made also for the shepherds. They could fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah with it on the first night of Pesach. The issue footnote number 7 brings down. It's mashva from here, from this Mishneh Berurah. Shem darko lahachol mimena rockets rov hanochrim. If he was only going to give this to his non-Jewish shepherds, then if a Jewish shepherd were to eat it, ein yotzim bo yidei chovas matzah, that wouldn't have had the intention of being made lematzah's mitzvah, and therefore it wouldn't be yotzei for a person who eats this if they're Jewish. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, Shaf api shel inyan chiyav chala, yesh lo shem lechem v'chayeves b'chala. This type of a dough, since it's made for human consumption as well, would have a chiyav to take off chala from it and give it to the Kohen, like any isa that's made by a Jewish person, even for non-Jewish people, you still have to take off challah. So why is this different over here? So he brings down a very important point, which we'll see this in several of the Dirsh footnotes, where Chaim Kanievsky makes the same point. In regards to the mitzvah of eating matzah, tzorish shetia mishumeris l'shem mitzvah. It's not enough that it's known to be kosher. It'll also be made l'shem matzah's mitzvah. And therefore, if he's only planning on giving it to his dogs or even to his non-Jewish shepherds, he's not makbid on making it l'shem mitzvah. And therefore, this matzah you can use to fulfill your mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night. But, as the Mechaber pointed out, if you did have in mind to have it also for the Jewish shepherds, then Yotzim Ba, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin, the Me'acha she'yesh chelek l'rov bo, since some of it was intended for the shepherds, the Jewish shepherds, so b'cheska shimur l'shem matzah kaimi. It does have the intention being made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And even though v'abdi mistoma ma'orbo mursan upsolus harbe, even though since it was made also for dogs, it's going to be a very low quality. It's going to have a lot of the bran and a lot of the husks in there. Kederech isas haklovim, which is a normal way that they would make the dog food. Nevertheless, afilu hachi yotzei bo, since it is edible for humans and it was made also for human consumption, it is acceptable to be used for the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, even though this is achila ayideh hatchak, you normally don't give this to normal people and they normally don't eat such a high fiber type of a husk and bran type of a matzah. Vagam rov achilos leklavim, and even though most of this is going to be eaten by dogs, and the roam aren't going to eat except a little bit from it, nevertheless, from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, in regards to challah, it's considered achilas adam in this situation, and you have to take off challah from it. So to over here, it's considered achilas Jewish adam, and therefore it could be made the purposes of matzah smitzah, and you can fulfill your obligation using this. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, if you didn't intend it for the Jewish shepherds, it was purely for the dogs, you can't be yotzei. So what's the Mechaber telling us? Mishnah Berurah says, Rotzu lomar, she'ena rom ochlin. The rom aren't intending to eat any of it. And at the time that you're doing the kneading and the baking, v'losh v'ofe, rak l'tzorech haklovim. You're only doing this for the dogs. And therefore, b'zeh afilu hoysa pas nekiah. If you happen to make really, really fine, high-quality matzah for your dogs, you're using the cleanest soles, you're using the best flour around, but you're baking it for the dogs, also in yotzi ba. Okay, the Messiah in Tama, as we've explained and will continue to explain over here, because the reasoning is, if it wasn't made the shame matzah smitzvah, we don't care the quality. And even if the quality is poor, but it was made for Jewish people, so then you can, in fact, be yotzei with it. And even if the quality is great, but it was made for dogs, you can't be yotzei with it. And this is reiterated over here in Dirshu footnote number 9. And it points out the interesting scenario. What happens if you originally made it for the dogs, you baked it for the dogs, you kneaded it and baked it for the dogs, and then you changed your mind, and now you want to give it to an adam? So in the Chidushi from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he brings down, based upon the Rambam, she'enu yotzei bo yidei chovas matzah b'pesach. You can't be yotzei with this. And again, it's the same exact reasoning, because there's two requirements over here. You have to have kosher matzah for Pesach, can't have chametz, and that was true, but it also has to be l'shem matzah mitzvah. It has to be shmura matzah, it has to be made specifically. And here, it was baked, and it was kneaded and baked, not for the purposes of matzah mitzvah, and therefore you can't be yotzei with it, even if you change your mind afterwards to say, I'd like to give it to a human being. And that's really what the Mechaber said, which we see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes, where it says she'ein zo mishumeris l'shem matzah, and the Mishnah Berurah points out haloshon ein meduktik. It's not very careful in particular with the language over here, because the be'emes kiven shlo choshav klal liachilas adam, since it wasn't at all intended for human consumption, ein shem lechem olav. It's not that this wasn't mishumer l'shem matzah; it doesn't even have the status of bread. Va'afilu liyam bichas hamotzi, and he points out you wouldn't make a hamotzi on such an item. You can see in Dirshu footnote number 10, he brings down Chaim Kanievsky, that you actually make, based upon the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, you make a bar priyad doma. And the reasoning is, utama dobar, shekivan shechoshav ole lachilas klovim, yardo mechashivusu kipas. Since it was made for dogs, it loses its status of being bread. And therefore, it's just like eating any bore priyad doma, item from the ground. And therefore, if a human were to eat this after it was made for the dogs, so then you actually only make a bore priyad doma on it. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, El Mishum da Ayrelin in Pesach. And the only reason we mention over here, She'enu Mishum Meres L'Shem Matzah, that's why we focused on that, because we're in Hilchos Pesach over here, and not in Hilchos Brachos. And therefore, Hosif Oratan, that's why he mentioned over here, that it wasn't Mishum L'Shem Matzah. But it doesn't have the status of being matzah, has the status of being a vegetable over here. And therefore, that's why he wrote over here, another Atan, Mishum Zeh, Gam Kein Ein Yotziba. If you were to eat it, you wouldn't be Yotzi Yomitzah of eating matzah. And by the way, it's not even called matzah, it's called vegetable, and you make a bari priya dama on it. The issue footnote number 12 brings down another thing from Chaim Kanievsky. In the Chidushim of Chaim Kanievsky, he writes, Madua hosif harambam o tam ledinze. Why does the Rambam say, there's another reason over here, the reason that it's not mishum l'shem matzah. Shekein im lebesov choshev ala isa shetamod lemaych ladim. Because if you change your mind and you originally made it for dogs, and then you change your mind and you want to make it over here that a person should eat it, meyatu yesh l'shem lechem linyan hamotzi. Now the bracha becomes hamotzi. When a human being eats it, it was changed its purpose, not for the dogs, but it's for a human being, then you do make hamotzi on it. Nevertheless, mikom akom lefiat tam anosaf, the extra reason that the Rambam brought down that you're not yotzi the matzah over here, kimi shelo nishtama mitchilas asiyos l'shem matzah, it wasn't made l'shem matzah, you're not yotzi the matzah aspect of it, even though now technically it would in fact be called matzah in regards to the bracha. As we pointed out, this was all based on the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam now tells us. Hagah, koch, kachem, divrei Rambam. Everything that we just said in the Mechaber, that's based upon the Rambam. As the Mishnah Berurah says, harav kitzur is there. The Rambam over here was shortening the statement over here. V'tochen kavanah. So, and this is what he really meant to say. Dileh harambam, ayre, according to the Rambam, we're talking here, bein bepas yofet, whether it's very good matzah, or whether it's the very inferior quality, has a lot of the husks and the bran mixed in with it. And his chiddush is v'ikur chilukahu im choshav rak l'klavim. His whole point is that if you made it for the dogs alone, oh, gam le'achilas adam, or you made it also for human consumption, then if you made it for the dogs, you can't be yotze. If you made it for human consumption, you can't be yotze. That's what the Rambam told us. And Uboha Rav, Lomar, the Ramah is coming to add over here, the Eish Bazeh Svar Acheres, there's another rationale over here. The Lo Toli Klab B'machshav To. Separate from this, there's something that's not totally in your Machshava. The Hecha Shemur Bo Mursun Harbe, he says, according to the Ramah, that there was a tremendous amount of the husks and bran over here. They know royal and lechem is in. It's not really royal achilas adam. Then ain shame lechem alo. Then that is so inferior that it's not called bread anymore. And there, in that situation, v'afilu choshev lehedjo gam l'roim. And in that situation, we have such an inferior bread that it's not really edible, except in the most shasadchak circumstances. The Ramah is saying, in that situation, the Rambam wouldn't say that you can be yotzi with it. But l'daito, that person, that he's going to eat it, his das, that he's going to eat such horrible bread, such horrible matzah, is bottled to everybody else, that nobody else would eat this. The ain derech b'nei od lechol lechem, because no other normal people eat such bread. But also vice versa, according to Ramah, l'hivach, in my pas yofa, if it's really, really high quality solus over here, afilu wasn't the klavim. Here, the Ramah says that even if you made it for the dogs, din lechem alol lechol dvarim, it still is called bread, even though you're feeding your dog caviar, you're feeding your dog very, very expensive, good bread. That doesn't take it away from being bread. Verak linyan matzah, and it's only in regards to matzah in yotzim ba. You wouldn't be able to be yotzi over here because you didn't have it shmuris matzah. You didn't have l'shem matzah smitzah. The aim is shumah l'shem matzah. So the Ramah over here is pointing out that if it's really, really inferior, then your concept of making it shmur matzah doesn't help. But if it's really, really good, while the bracha would be hamotzi, it is considered bread over here, even though you plan to feed it to your dog, you wouldn't be able to be yotzi to mitzvah in that situation as well. And the Ramah continues and he says, others disagree with this Rambam. Others say over here that it's just not called bread if the Roim aren't eating it. And he says, this is bring down the name of the Tur and the Rash on the Mishnais and the Seches Chala, that this is their opinion, that it's because it's Eino Kori Lechem if the Roim aren't eating it. And you can see this a little bit further explained in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masu, Sheino Kori Lechem. He says, Valonis bar kama mikri mursin merubim. We don't really go into detail over here as to how inferior it has to be in order that it should not be called something that is edible by a human being under normal circumstances. He concludes at the end, and he says, essentially, the reason is, the ain derech b'nei adam lecho patz kazeh. Whatever amount it is, people don't normally eat this. And that's why these poskim over here that the Ramah brings down would say that one cannot fulfill his mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night with such matzah. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Lekko bizman hazeh. There is nobody that knows nowadays the yoda lemichlat, that knows how to properly, we'll translate the word michlat as cooking for now, but we'll see it means putting the grains, the wheat flour that you have, into hot water and boiling it. And nobody really knows how to do that without possibly turning it into chametz. And therefore, Hilkach, the Mechaber tells us, Kol min chalita osur. We do not do anything like this today. We don't allow us to put the grains into hot water before we bake them, even though technically, if you put them into boiling hot water, they can't become chametz anymore because they're actually cooked in the hot water. But since we really are an expert and know nowadays, the Gaonim came down, and that's what the Mechaber is really bringing over here, the sheet of the Gaonim, it said that we don't allow any type of chalita. We have to knead the grain into flour and water, and you make it into a dough, and you put that into an oven, and you bake it. But we don't allow you to cook it in any way, shape, or form, because you're going to run into trouble of potentially having chametz. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cutting your alf roach lomar. What the Mechaber is telling us over here is, mitzad hadin im choli dakemach. Technically, if you were to go and put the flour into boiling hot water, dainu shenosdam biroschim, you put the flour into boiling water, shei mirusachim, that's already boiling, resich as a full boiling, alor, on the fire, kodem alisha, before you go and knead it. So then, in this situation, you can't make it chametz. It's already cooked, and it can't technically can't become chametz. And then afterwards, v'achakach loshol sov osim in v'yisvan, then you go and make it into a dough afterwards, after it cools off, and you go and bake it into a bread. There's no chashash in that situation. Ein anu choshishin lomar shemo kvar nischametz hakemach kishohoye besoch haroschim. It's impossible. You don't have to be at all concerned that while it was in the hot water, it became chametz. Kodem shisul lasuk bobi yadayim alisha. And when you're going and doing the Lisha now, you don't have to be concerned. You can take your time. There technically will be no rush to go do the Lisha in a very fast period of time and bake it because there's no way it can become chametz. Because putting it into the boiling water already caused it to be cooked. The kivushin is bashel, since it was already cooked. Shuv eino boli dechimutz liolam. Something that is already cooked can never become chametz again. Afliachar shenachu aroschi merisichosin. Even after it's cooled down. Therefore, on a technical point of view, this could never become chametz. But the Gaonim came along. We call makom haGaonim asur lanu kol mine chalita beroschim. Gaonim said, we don't know how to do this properly. And therefore, lefi she'ein anu bekiyin b'chalitas aroschim, we're not expert in doing this, and we're concerned, v'chayshin on shem olo yartia chamayim mikodim yofeh, you may not be able to do this properly, and there may be little pockets over here of chametz, and then you're not going to rush to do the lisha properly, you can let it cool off, and you can let it sit. So therefore, the gaonim came along and said, we don't allow any sort of chalita at all. And that's what the mechaber is telling us, leka b'zman hazeh, the yodil l'michlat, nobody knows how to do this properly. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is true over here. Hilkach kol min chalita is osur. No type of chalita is allowed at all. Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu, ben shiitin mayim agabi akemach, or akemach agabi amayim. Doesn't make a difference whether you first put the water in on top of the kemach, or you put the kemach into the water that's already boiling. And even if the water is already boiling hot, sha'om dim agabi or on the fire, it's bubbling and boiling. And you're going to stir it in there right away. So theoretically, you couldn't have done any better than that. Nevertheless, the gonim were machmir over here and don't allow this to be done. If you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskul, Lech B'zman Hazeh, he brings a whole list of gaonim and gedolim that felt this way. He brings out, for example, from the Maritz Gius, in the name of the Rav Shri Ragon, and he says, "Ein onu solchem al zeh laasos ma'isa. We don't rely upon anybody doing this. Shein onu yodim ech yistamish lo yovel lichimus. We can't be careful enough. We don't know how." And he says, "Maybe shemu yitzdanim mizov izu. Maybe a corner of it will not get fully cooked over here or from this side, and it's going to become chametz." He then has a whole discussion. What happens if a person is sick and needs this? He needs it right away. Maybe under that circumstance, it would be permissible. And he brings down from Rav Haigon. He says, "Achalita broskin vade matzi." Technically, as we point out, it's matzah. However, kuli rabbanon kamoi mikama v'kamadoros. The rabbis already for many, many generations, from the time of Rav Haigon already, they said, "Hai chalita lo yadid hechiesa." We don't know how to do it properly. V'lo sharu kalika lemichla pisa. We don't allow it to be done at all. And he says, we don't know how to do it, and therefore, don't do it at all. He brings it down for the Maram Chalava as well, and he brings it down for the Rav Alfasi. He brings down as well from other Gaonim and Gedolim. Bottom line is, we do not do this. He points out as well that while the Mogen of Rome was mistopic about this, as is true, he says he didn't see all these Kadmonim, and if he had seen all these Kadmonim that said this way, he never would have been hesopic as to whether you can do this or not. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel says this Isra over here originally brings down Bein Ba'achila or Bein Ba'noah. This is true over here that if you did this Chalita, then you can't eat it and you can't even get Hanoah from it. And he says, Uwadin Sha'osu La'Shosu, and you can't leave it in your possession. If you had this before Pesach, you have to get rid of it. The Mi'achar, the Einonu Bekim, since we're not expert on this, Chayshino Shehu Chomitz Chomet. We have to actually be concerned that it's real pure Chomitz. Vimnis Arva, and if this mixture over here got mixed together, B'Tavshil, with a Pesach Dikha dish, Oseris B'Mashu, even a Mashu of this Chalita grain over here would become Oser as pure Chametz, and therefore Aser the Tavshil that it's put into. However, he brings down from various Achron, you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, in Oschot Beis, the Chok Yaakov, the El Yerabe, and the Graz, Mikol Mokum, Kosu Achronim, the Bechalita, Ein Leser HaTavshil B'Mashu, Rak Be'achila B'lo B'Noah. We're not so Machmir. He says that with this type of thing, just don't eat it, but it's not also B'Noah, and therefore, V'chein L'Hashoso, Muta B'chiyai Gavna. You can leave it till after Pesach in your possession as well, even if you didn't sell it, it's not also B'Noah. Furthermore, Od Kosu Achron, he brings down over here as well, in Oschot Gimel, Shaar HaTzion, from the Chok Yaakov, and the El Yerabe. If somebody's sick and they have a stomachache of some sort, and their way of treating that was they would go and boil these saorim, or these oats, and they would place it on the stomach. So you're not ingesting it, but you're using it and having chametz in your possession potentially. So in the if this were to occur on Pesach, so you couldn't have made it beforehand, and there's a sakon if you don't do this, they felt that this would be dangerous. So of course, mutli yisrael lasoso b'derech chalita. Then you can do this because make sure you boil the water well beforehand. And only afterwards put the barley in, because the afshu b'sakana, you're allowed to do this over here because it's bikoch nefashos. But nevertheless, but try to do it in a way that won't cause you to rely upon any sort of a kula over here. So therefore, in this situation, go and boil the water first and do this because it probably won't become chametz. The main b'sakana, but if there is no pikuach nefashos, Aser apilu b'derech halita. Then you can't do this. Demiachos ain't on a bekim because we're not expert on doing this. Dekeshecholit ikol loso the bal yirah because there's a potential for chometz over here and you might be over bal yirah by yimotzei. We'll have to stop over here. We'll have the dirshu footnote over here and the rest of this mishabur mirtz Hashem to pick up and finish tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shiur.